Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I just dropped my pen, so hold on. Here, play-by-play of me getting my pen.
All right, reached down. Collins down.
I got it.
It's a quick up.
I don't know if it hit the ground here. And the ball is caught out of the air.
Survived the ground.
Survived. Franco Harris. He's running for a touchdown for Pittsburgh. The Fan Morning Show, presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing. We love Matt Mertz. Check them out if you got any plumbing or HVAC problems. Be sure to get in touch with Matt Mertz. Jeff Schwartz, 1 hour from now. All right, here's the hammer right here. So this from yesterday, AB's media availability, his little meeting of the minds at his locker where everyone was there. Everybody who's anybody in Pittsburgh was there. And big ups to Steelers PR man Bert Lauten, who was wearing purple on purple because he was in the presence of royalty in AB. So good job by, because purple is the color of royalty.
Yes.
But Bert looked really good. I got to give it to him. Here's AB. This is the one for me where I was just like, you know what? We are in the middle of a reality show. This is the best show on television. When AB closed it up with this.
What do you want me to say? You don't care about my problems, man. You're probably glad I'm glad. So what do you want me to tell you? No one care about my problems. They just care about the winning.
You don't care about my problems. You're probably glad I got them. That sounds like an AIM away message from 19-whatever.
That's the back of a Greg Lloyd t-shirt.
It is. It's like a motivational t-shirt. You know what? Here's where I am with it. I'm not done with it. I'm still going to continue to consume it. I am now just a consumer in this. I am no longer like an active voice offering opinion. I am just consuming this because this is just a reality show. That's all it is. I figured it all out. AB needs our attention. He needs to have people's attention.
Yes.
AB needs to be loved. Here's the other thing, though, with the whole story is this. People are like, the media makes it out to be this. The media does this. My man puts his whole life out on social media.
Right.
That's why we're here with all of this. If he didn't want it to be like this, we wouldn't be here.
You know what would have been a real simple way to diffuse all of this? After you get in a passionate discussion, because that's what we're going to call it now, a passionate discussion between Antonio Brown and Randy Feuchner on the sidelines on Sunday. Just talk to the media after the game. No matter, because let me tell you, he's not the only guy who's quote unquote pissed off that they're 0-1-1 and lost to the Chiefs the way they did. I can guarantee you Cam Hayward is pretty damn angry about the way the first 2 weeks have gone, but he's been there to talk to the media every single day.
Yeah.
After each game, he's been there to talk to the media. Would have been real easy for AB, just talk to it, speak to it on Sunday afternoon, and then don't respond when somebody tries to get you riled up in a tweet.
You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. AB, distraction, yes, no, what?
Obviously, it's a distraction when you're writing guys on Twitter and my teammates got to answer about it. And, you know, you guys making headlines, I want to be traded, man. I'm nothing but grateful for this organization that took a chance on me and gave me an opportunity to live out my dream.
Right. You guys make the headlines, I want to be traded. That's what you tweeted!
I know.
Trade me. Let's find out.
I know. Did he apologize?
Apologize for what? I got a personal issue. You guys have personal issues at home. Stuff happened.
Yeah.
You guys apologize for it or what? That's life. I got to apologize for the way I react. I got to apologize for everything. I'm a man. I don't make excuses. If I did something, I take solely responsibility for my actions. I'm accountable for my actions, and I take full responsibility.
Then he says something about fishing.
Matter, man. My business is winning. I can't get caught up in the media side of you things. Obviously, I'm a good bait for you guys, so you guys keep putting that bait out there.
This has become now comedy to me. It really is. It's all
AB.
Comedy.
It's a beautiful thing.
It is. It's a beautiful thing, Mike T. Chris, I don't even know where to go with it because it is, AB is trying to be a sympathetic figure here. Well, that would play. I'll tell you what, in all sincerity, it would be okay. I would get it if there was a hit piece done on AB.
Right.
If out of nowhere, someone swooped in and it was like, man, that was a little bit unfair from the media. But the reason AB is unsuccessful in his attempts to be a sympathetic figure is because his whole life is on social media.
Right.
He puts it all out there. He puts out there all a bunch of women that he's hanging out with. He puts out there his whole life. He puts out everything. And then people question him about that.
This all, it's starting to feel like the real turn in this thing came with the Jesse Washington piece. Or right around the time he found out Jesse was starting to report on the piece. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Because he was reaching out to people in AB's circle, I guess, if you want to call it that, or people who used to be in AB's circle. And that's probably right around the same time, I would guess, that AB came out at OTAs and said, you guys put all this pressure on me. When, I would guess at some point this summer when Jesse started working on the story, and AB caught wind of it and said, no. I'm going to put it all out there, but I don't need you guys actually digging into it. Just AB's, accept it for what it is.
The funny one, there's a lot of funny parts from yesterday.
Yes.
But maybe the funniest part is AB saying he doesn't care about stats is like me saying I don't care about ratings. It's you have to if
yes.
you're in that business.
I'm nothing but grateful for this organization that took a chance on me and gave me an opportunity to live out my dream. So anytime it's looked upon my teammates as I'm a guy who don't appreciate them, or I'm a guy who's not trying to win, or I'm this guy in the media you guys make out to be, then it is a distraction. You know, our business is winning and playing football, and that's what I'm here to do.
I do believe he wants to win. Here's the difference between him and Le'Veon Bell. There's a lot of differences, but the one that rises to the top for me is this. I honestly think he wants to win. I don't think that Le'Veon Bell cares about winning. Le'Veon Bell, winning is nice. Le'Veon Bell, okay.
Mm-hmm.
With Antonio Brown, it really is one of the top couple things that comes to it. He wants to win. Le'Veon Bell, as long as he gets his, he don't care. He don't care if they're 1-15. He don't care if they're 6-10. He don't care if they're 16-0. If Lev gets his, that's all that matters. I honestly feel like Antonio Brown isn't like that.
And I'm with you. Le'Veon Bell feels like, for Le'Veon, it feels like football is an avenue to become wealthy, right?
Mm-hmm.
He can go get paid based on how good he is at the game of football. And it feels like, at this point, he's already there, so he's not necessarily worried about football. We can see that from the way he's acted the last month, 2 months. AB, I believe him when he says he's just mad about not winning. I believe that.
One thing I do want to know from AB, though, is after you talk to your teammates about all of this, what came from it?
It don't matter, you know. It's all about just playing football, you know, the distractions we got to stay away from. I'm here to play football, and in that regard, we got to stay focused in the midst of it.
No distractions.
None.
Stay away from those.
You get
fundamental principle.
By distractions.
No distractions. I love this man. I really do. I know we laugh and everything. I love the fact that all of this on Monday at 8:15 p.m., it's not forgotten about. Believe me, ESPN will bring it all up. Everybody will talk about it. But when he's out there and it's a 100-yard plot of nice grass mm-hmm. down there in Tampa, he is finds a way to get it all, keep it between the fences, and just say, I'm going to try to kick someone's ass.
I'm going
to
go be the best receiver in the game now.
Right. Oh, man. I love it.
Because that's what he'll do.
He'll go to work.
I go to work every day.
Yeah.
I'm about my business, and I don't take it for granted. You know, my business is winning here. I come here to win. And if we ain't winning, you damn right I'm pissed off.
Mad AB! Mad AB's the best, AB!
Rough and ready.
Yes, sir! Oh, man. But he was a little bit on the offensive yesterday. Let's get into that. 412-928-9370. The drama continues with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And we talk Cleveland Browns coming up a little later on in the hour. Monday will be our big day to kind of preview the game. So be sure to be listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.